AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was rammed into by a cargo ship. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. Moore says removing the wreckage and replacing the bridge will be extremely difficult.
We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The port's closure has ships waiting offshore, drying up work for dock workers, and crippling regional shipping. I'm Norman Hall.
House Republicans are asking President Biden to testify before Congress about his family's business dealings. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has sent the president an invitation to answer questions directly from members of Congress. Comer alleged there's a, quote, yawning gap between the president's public denials of any wrongdoing and evidence assembled by his committee. Comer's been alleging an influence-peddling scheme based on some phone calls and dinner meetings between Joe Biden, before he was president, and his son Hunter and Hunter Biden's business associates. Biden is expected to decline. Republicans have yet to produce any evidence that shows the president was directly involved or benefited from his family's businesses while he's in public office.
Speaking to the Security Council, Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood says Russia's veto effectively silences the independent inspectors who keep tabs on North Korea's nuclear activities.
Today's vote will only embolden the DPRK to act with further impunity as the DPRK jeopardizes global security through the development of long-range ballistic missiles.
This is AP News. Donald Trump attended the wake of a New York police officer today amid a bid to show a campaign contrast against President Biden.
Jonathan Diller was the first NYPD officer killed in the line of duty in 2 years.
Such a horrible thing.
And as he focuses on crime in his third White House run.
We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently.
Trump did not elaborate, saying simply, we've got to toughen it up. And his visit came as President Biden was also in New York for a fundraiser with former Presidents Clinton and Obama. Trump's campaign referred to the trio as the Three Stooges attending an elitist event. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre earlier took a dig at Trump's own record.
Violent crime surge under the previous administration.
Saying the Biden administration's efforts have achieved a historic reduction in crime. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.